Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, set your listening buddy to your side and let's take three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels as you rest in sunlight. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving gently with the breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as the sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the sun warm your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax as you feel the sunlight shining on them. Now focus on your tummy. How does it feel? Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon in and out. The sun gently warms your belly as you lie in the grass. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the shoots of grass to grow between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The sunlight warms your shoulders gently. Now think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun surround your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft patch of grass. Now your whole body is bathed in sunlight as the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Silly Scenery. Brianna gazed outside, enchanted by the raindrops rolling down the kitchen windows. A rumble shook the house, and the rain began to fall even faster on the roof. Brianna hoped her friends wouldn't get too wet. Today, Helen and Rogelio were coming over to paint the scenery for their dragon play. Brianna had spread some old sheets on the floor and on the table to keep things tidy. Three of her dad's old shirts were hung on a chair, waiting for their new life as art smocks to begin. The paints were neatly arranged so that Brianna, Rogelio, and Helen could all reach the colors they needed, along with white paper for them to paint on. Brianna also had some extra rags out in case there was a spill. She felt a little worried that Helen would be messy, like last time. Brianna had never seen anyone get paint all over like that. She did have to admit that Helen's paintings were pretty fantastic. The rain slowed to a steady drip drop, and then Brianna heard a knock on the door. She ran over and opened it. The rain had slowed considerably. Helen and Rogelio smiled and stepped inside. They had managed to find a good time to walk to the house. "That was lucky," Rogelio said. "Yeah, I thought we were going to be soaked," Helen added. They hung up their raincoats, took off their boots, and followed Brianna into the kitchen. "Wow, everything looks so organized," Rogelio commented. "I figured if all the supplies were ready, we could start painting right away," Brianna said. "Good thinking," Helen agreed, and added, "We should probably talk about what we're painting." "Right," Rogelio said. "Any ideas?" Brianna asked her friends. "Well, we need a forest, because that's where the dragon is living," Helen said.
"Right. Should we just show the forest? Or what about the beach? That might be nice to have, too," Rogelio added, feeling excited.
"Our dragon could be living on an island, just like us," Helen exclaimed.
"I like that idea. It's always fun to paint the water," Brianna said. Outside, lightning flashed and thunder rumbled. The three friends stopped and listened to the awesome sound. As the sound of the thunder trailed off into the distance, Brianna smiled and said, "Okay, now what should we call our island?"
"Dragon Isle?" Helen suggested.
"But if the people don't know there's a dragon on the island, why would they call it that?" Rogelio said, carefully asking the question to avoid hurting anyone's feelings.
"Good point. What's your idea?" Brianna said to Rogelio.
"What about Friendland? Because everyone is so friendly."
"I like it," Helen said.
"What about you, Brianna?" Rogelio asked.
"I'd like to paint first. That should give me an idea of what to call our island. Then we can choose."
"I bet you'll come up with another name too, Helen," Brianna replied. So the three friends put on their smocks.
"I'll paint the forest," Rogelio said.
"I'll paint the beach," Brianna said.
"And I'll paint both," Helen said.
"We need to show where the beach and the forest meet, after all." Helen very carefully picked up the light blue paint and began to make a sunny sky. She knew she had been pretty messy the last time they painted, and she wanted to be more careful now. Brianna smiled and relaxed when she saw that Helen was trying to be neat this time. Rogelio looked over at Helen's brightly painted sky and said,
"That's nice to see, especially when it's so dark and rainy outside." Almost in reply, the lightning flashed and thunder rumbled.
"Though the lightning can be pretty too," he added quickly. The three friends painted until they had three beautiful scenes for their dragon play. They congratulated each other on their works of art and then began to pick up.
"Wow! We were pretty clean this time," Helen said. The sheets on the floor had caught a couple of tiny spills, but there wasn't that much to clean. Now, Rogelio, Brianna, and Helen had some time to play board games before it was time to go home. The rain was still tap, tap, tapping away on the roof as Helen and Rogelio got ready to leave. They waited for the rain to slow a little bit more, and then out they went. Brianna waved goodbye and then yawned, feeling ready for a nap. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. They had gotten a lot done today. She took in another dragon breath, in and out. And smiled, thinking of the beautiful scenery they had painted. Then one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Brianna realized they had forgotten to talk about the name of the island. Her mind filled with wonderful ideas as she drifted off to sleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.